six or seven of my books. Well, I went to my superiors and they didn't take it. At any rate, the Paulists had no problem. They took it. At least I'd see a $25 million corporation. So I'm just saying that there is need, there's a market. And the first law of publishing is market, the second law is market, third law is market. There's a market for good Catholic writing. As Doubleday, who is no Catholic publisher, believe me. In other words, I thought I'd books back into print. Think about it, and I'd appreciate if somebody would come up with some concrete suggestions. And by, from now on, by the way, would you please put things in writing, would you? Whenever you talk about in the meetings, have something in writing. Would you please? You can hand it in and we'll have something concrete to then also. And by the way, Mr. Armstrong, I'll get back to you. But no way. Then report on the question answer category of the Catholic Church. Again, I talked to certain publications. It was due tomorrow, Feast of St. Patrick. No way could I finish the manuscript. Father, could you please give us a date and then if we can really go to press. Okay? April the 15th. Pray. Because there's just so much that obviously can be done. And when the Lord calls me to eternity, let me tell you, I want you people to be zealous and work hard and never waste a minute of time. Okay? Too many souls to be saved. Then the reference service, you mentioned something about the observatory, for example. And now if somebody would do business, though I'm connected with Jeff Mirus officially, but I cannot do business with him because of other commitments. If somebody would do business with Jeff Mirus along these lines, to, in other words, for us Mary Nation catechists to, well, use the computer service, which is international, that Jeff Mills has, resources that we can get. By the way, he has daily computer service with the Vatican that we have access to. But, and it's not just, you might say, thinking, it's doing things. And then there's money, for example, there's a business which things could be developed in a financially viable way. However, for work that Ignatian and Marian catechists do, call Marian Ignatian catechists. For me, the rule is you don't get paid for your services as Ignatian Marian catechists. Okay? So, now, Mr. Armstrong. By the way, did you get word about what I asked you to come for?
Yeah.
Have you any idea? By the way, let me tell you, I would like to do today is get some names from one of yourselves. And but this is not just a, let's say, a casual trying to get a name. This would be a commitment to write. Then the guild would meet periodically, maybe once a month or something like that. Telephone contact would be enough otherwise. And I would meet with you people to get the thing off ground. And you follow the logic. In other words, over the years in publishing, publishers tell me that most of the things which they publish are unsolicited manuscripts. How do I put it? Unsolicited. Is not the right word. In other words, the manuscripts that publishers want is where they themselves, it's just the opposite. Another thing that publishers want is solicited manuscripts. That's the terminology. Solicited manuscripts, where they know beforehand what they're getting because they have worked out a deal with the authors. Basically, I've been writing for, almost 30 years. I have never had to solicit a publisher. And that goes back, even to my, let's say, pre-book publishing days. You follow the logic. In other words, for books too, the way to get a book published is not to write a manuscript and then search around to get a publisher. You rather do business with a publisher. You follow? Now, this Catholic Writers Guild would not be for books. Later on, if the Lord blesses the guild for publishing books, great. We're talking about articles, okay? Now, pardon me for taking so much of your time.
Father, would it be okay to go through some...
And I can't quite... If you don't mind, I have to do this, but... I can hear a sound, but the voice is not that clear. Bring it over here, maybe I can...
If it'd be okay to go over this real
sure,
quick.
Sure.
Writing tips, and I'll give my experience.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. My name's Dave Armstrong, for those who don't know me. And Father asked me to talk because I've had two articles published. I think it's basically by luck or whatever the word is for Christians. But so I thought I'd talk a little bit about my experience with that. And I put together a sheet of writing tips, just kind of like basics for anyone who's writing a paper or letters. So I'll start to pass these around. This article about Martin Luther that was in.
You published, eh?
Yeah.
By the way, there is a convert to the Catholic faith.
A little over 3 years under my belt. So this article on Luther that was in the Catholic Answer.
Now are you passing those around?
Yeah, well, I have 5 copies of this one.
How many copies do you have?
Just 5 of this.
Whoever would like that.
Might as well get these going first. So here's the actual magazine. That's Father Stravinskis. It's one of the people in the conference. So it's January 93. It's right in the middle of this, if you're looking at it. Let's go right to the middle.
See, that's what you want. In other words, I want you people to publish because the outreach is great.
Okay, now this one, this is This Rock. It's pretty much considered the leading Catholic apologetics organization. That's Carl Keating started it. And I got my conversion story in there in September 93. That's not me with a beard, that's John Calvin. But that's almost in the middle of this one, too, if you're looking at that. So I need this one back because that's the only copy I have. Okay, now, how that came about, basically, I've been writing for 13 years Christian apologetics and evangelistic material. I was evangelical Protestant, and so I got involved in that in the early 80s. Just out of interest in writing in general. So if any of you like to write, just follow that desire.
I want names before the night is over. Names of people, okay? And any kind of paper, either in the back of a matchbox or something.
So it was natural when I converted to Catholicism in 1990. I just wanted to continue to write now in defense of the Catholic Church. rather than just Christianity, kind of like mere Christianity is the way it used to be. So I kept writing long papers on subjects of different, you know, like the saints and Mary and the papacy, what are considered Catholic distinctives. And so I've been doing that for 3.5 years, and I have one long chapter to go, and I hope to get that published. But I guess I went about it backwards, according to what Father just said. This article about Luther, that did work out the way Father was saying about the solicited manuscript, because I met Father Stravinskas at Steubenville in 92, and I just gave him my paper I had written on Luther, a lot longer than that one. And a couple of days later, he called me up on the phone and he said, "I really like that. Would you like to write an article for Catholic Answers?" Well, sure. And so he told me exactly what he wanted, and so I followed his instructions pretty close. And he published it. He only changed like about 3 words in the whole article. So that was an example of what he wanted was exactly what I had in mind, pretty much. So that it was real simple. I just happened to meet him at this conference and gave him my paper, and he was nice enough to read it, and he thought highly of it.
Dave, what I would suggest, given your experience, is that we do the same thing now, and it's not just, say, the Catholic Answer or The Rock, but other national circulating Catholic magazines, and not just in the United States, but in the English-speaking world. And it would be a good thing, Dave, if, and not that you would do it just yourself, you've got your job, but to, for example, get a directory from, from the United States, from Canada, from England, Ireland, Australia, India, and find out what magazines they publish. And that, by the way, there should be some place, and maybe Kelly could have it here, whether it be, see, the library for the Catholic catechists. You might even be able to drop the word catechists. Well, Catholic. Maybe Catechist Writers Guild. How does that sound to you? Catechist Writers Guild? Kathy understood. In any case, that magazines, publishable magazines, publishable for us, or if somebody knows the editor personally, or knows somebody who knows the editor, because the large circulating magazines are hard to get into, you see? They've got to trust you. So that we would have, and keep it even up to date. And some people might even be willing to subscribe for us. Subscribe to Catholic magazines for us. And then the magazines that we would have. Some magazines that people subscribe for me, which you'd be willing to have from the ones that I get. But to keep up on the magazines, and provided they know that they've got good potential writers, the market is there. So Dave, could I even suggest, or maybe by next Wednesday, if you get the names, your names in, say to me, would you, if you're interested in writing for publication, understand? And get the names into me by next Wednesday. Is that a deal? And then we can set a time for a meeting. And what we might even maybe do is, instead of having to come, at some other time, we can maybe anticipate, come earlier here or stay longer here or something like that, even a half an hour. But there's work to be done. Okay, Dave? I'd like to turn over the job to you, but I want to stand behind it, especially with the publishers. I would like to be identified, my name with the publishers, you see, and guaranteed. And I would appreciate very much if you have if you have ever published, if you have a copy of it. If you have only one copy, then and Xerox had one copy, or things which you've written without having published that you think might be publishable, maybe with some abbreviation or some synthesis. Dave, any other ideas?
I was just going to, this paper that's going around now, basic writing tips.
Now, did you give everybody a copy of that?
Yeah, it's going around.
I didn't get a copy yet.
Oh, should have given it to you first. It's,
oh, it's coming. Okay.
While we're waiting for that. So, the art or skill of writing, whatever you call it, I think basically anyone can learn it. I brought my college course in writing. I took this. You can pick one of these up at like John King Bookstore downtown. Used books, you get one for like $3. Or this is another one called The Elements of Style by Strunk and White. And it's only 77 pages, so you can go through there and learn just the basics of style and grammar. I suppose to learn how to spell, I don't know if you...
Indeed, what I would say, the one of the basic principles of writing for a publication is to know whom you're writing for. And that means both the readership and the publisher. And what I recommend is reading a number of magazines and see which one of the magazines you can best identify with. First, as far as editorial policy goes, what they write about, and even the style of writing. And then to adjust, because the bottom line is, the more you are consistent, or better, I should say, the more conformed you are to the policy of the magazine, the more publishable your piece will be. Dave?
Okay. So we'll go through this 20 points on here. And,
If by next week some of you could bring samples of what you've written, but don't be the only copy you've got, because I'd like to, if you don't mind, either hold on to, or at least when I travel, to read whatever you've got, even term papers or whatever you may have written, say, even some years back. And also anything personal that you may have written, your own personal experiences. Dave, thank you. Any other comments you want to make?
Would you want to go?
You know, it's
pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think it is, yes. So,
I even wrote a prayer at the end for writers and teachers.
Okay. Yes, no two people write the same way. On the other hand, I want to be clear. There's not a course in writing. Am I clear? Because it would drown the effort before we start. In other words, pardon me. See, those who are working together, because this is a joint project, so they would not have to do a lot of, you know, commenting or rewriting or whatever. Lewis?
Just by way of suggestion, Father, for those who are writing, we have a very grave responsibility to know our faith as best as we can. And I think to have a commitment to writing is a constant and unrelenting commitment to studying and learning the basics of our faith. And you say this is not a course in writing, and that's true. The better we understand the basic doctrines of our faith, the easier it will be for us to write, because we simply can't conform to the inner logic of our faith, which comes through the very deep study of the basics.
That is important. And, in fact, if there's any other defense needed for writing as an apostolate, the Holy Spirit not only inspired the Bible, but I've been telling people over the years, The Holy Spirit inspired the alphabet. There could not have been a Bible if there first had been an alphabet. Otherwise, there couldn't be. Well, couldn't be a Bible. Where the an alphabet then, as you know, 26 letters are our English alphabet. But millions of words corresponding to millions of ideas. So this is, if there's anything that's divinely inspired as an apostate, it is writing. As I spend years telling my Jesuit students. Do I have a copy of this?
I think so. If you want it.
May I, please? Thank you. No, it's 8:26 on my clock. Shall we just briefly touch on for next week? Now will we then, Dave? Can we have then by next Wednesday a commitment on the writing? Is that okay? The names? And then we got the report from those who participated in the meeting, or Neil Butler's program. Who is to report then for next week? Well, I would say, now on the Eucharistic Crusade, which I did not deal much with. On the other hand, in the Eucharistic Crusade, Lord willing, you know, is underway. I want to also report that the planned Sacred Heart Congress, there was to be a Sacred Heart Congress in Detroit. Some of you may know Phyllis Bolzano. Do you know her? Well, she called me up the other day. And there will be just a Sacred Heart Congress for the Archdiocese of Detroit, one of the parishes in Detroit. Will host the Congress. I might ask Phyllis to come next Wednesday if she can, tell us what she's doing. A report on the library. Now may I ask you two fellows, is it because there are a number of levels of work on that library, will you be in contact with the people in Washington, or how is it?
Or the bookshelf.
Please?
Building the bookshelf.
Oh. So in other words, you'll be writing the shelving, is that the idea? You work with Lana?
Yeah, we've got
Carol and Margaret, is that?
Yeah, we've made contact with John and Dolores.
Is that a deal then?
Yeah.
To get that moving, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, just to repeat and reemphasize regarding that books in print thing, that's very important. Any ideas you would have or commitments from any of you? And those of you that can attend the Chicago meeting, I'd appreciate hearing from you, say, by next Wednesday. And then regarding the basics, is that correct, to handle the follow-up on Bill Butler? And then who would be do some work on the reference service, working with Jeff Miras? anybody willing, able, or Lewis?
I can contact one or two people.
Would you please?
Yes.
Just to open the door on that, okay?
Yes.
So, Lewis?
Father, would you want me to give a brief,
please?
Maybe a 3 or 4 minute report on what will happen Sunday?
I think quite. What did he say, Dave?
A report on Sunday.
Next Sunday.
What is it?
On your speech, Father, would you want me to give a report on that?
You say, you want to give a report, or you?
Would you want me, Father, to give a report on what's going to happen at our parish next Sunday? Or
no, you mean now or then?
Next week, Father.
Please?
Next week.
Next week, sure. Yes. In fact, thank you. These are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
John, are you one of the protagonists here?
They're friends of mine and Dave's. We know them, yes. They're part of our group.
A friend that did the art, you met him a while back. He came into the church.
I see.
Does the artwork on
this. Is clever and effective. In other words, if I, as a final thought, from now on, that's starting from next week, that we've got to time ourselves in such a way that we would have an agenda for the meeting, you see? And I'd like to get, maybe we could divide the hour and a half into periods. And one period, maybe a half an hour, less or more, but at least say about a half an hour, of reports from, okay, Lewis? In other words, on these various projects or assignments. That makes sense? And if you could put something in writing for distribution, there's definitely much. You can make a copy, could be handwritten, provided it's legible, and to pest around. Maybe it's 8:30 on my clock. Tell you what, this is a custom in the Society of Jesus to make a visit in chapel before we start the meeting, and let's go downstairs and say some prayer in chapel. Kevin?